Coast Country, 103.9 and 106.3. The Friday ride home, 4:30 on your clock, means Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters joins us for the Outdoors Outlook. Remember, you can book your next guided hunt or fishing adventure with Nanticoke Outfitters at nanticokeoutfitters.com. And Captain Dave, we've been talking the last couple of weeks, you know, fowl season's coming to an end. We're not quite to the point where folks are ready to put their boats in the water yet. So what do you kind of do during this time where you're really itching to get outside and do something fun?
Yeah, I tell you, we are in that lull right now where the fishing isn't quite there yet. Hunting's wrapping up. But I'll tell you what I do, Gary. This is an opportunity for myself and for others to go out and earn what we call marsh passes.
A marsh pass?
Yeah, a marsh pass, Gary. That is where I'm going to go home and do some things on the honey-do list to make the wife happy, and I will earn marsh passes. That allows me to get more time out in the marsh.
Okay.
I got to pay for it now.
Well, there you go. So, gentlemen, you can put that on your honey-do list this weekend to earn some time down the road. But if you are free this weekend, there's some fun activities that folks can get into.
Yeah, you know, I picked up a couple of things that I know that is going on this weekend down at the Crisfield Fire Department. They have their Oyster Fundraiser to help out the local fire department there. That's Saturday from 11 to 12, so it's not very long, but you can get in there and pick up your food and whatnot. Also, something of interest that I know I'm going to take my kid there, Saturday night, 5 o'clock at the Lewis Library is the Fenwick Island Lighthouse Talk, where they do have some family members of folks that worked in the Fenwick Island the Fenwick Island Lighthouse back in the day.
That'd be pretty cool if you're into history and especially love Delmarva. That sounds like a really neat event to be a part of. Something else I saw earlier this week, you did a really cool video on your Instagram page in talking about how to prep for next deer season. I think a lot of laymen or folks that maybe aren't, that involved in hunting, they think that, you know, when the time comes, you just kind of walk out in the woods and hope for the best, but you do it a little differently.
Yeah, that's right, Gary. It's part of hiring an outfitter and hunting with an outfitter, right? What we do is year round. There's no downtime for us. We are out right now, obviously putting out our mineral, helping the deer, nurturing the deer, making sure that they have good food, good water, and if we need to, we even provide some additional shelter by doing some cut downs and whatnot. But this is the time of year to prep that, to help them get ready for our hot, dry summer.
So if you're not following, you should be at Nanticoke Outfitters on Instagram, Facebook, also on the X platform and TikTok, I would imagine, as well. Or you just go to nanticokeoutfitters.com. And I know I tell you this all the time, but it always impresses me the amount of really good information that you're willing to share with folks to just make, as you always talk about at the end of the Outdoors Outlook, you know, we are blessed with such a vast, you know, great ecosystem, and you're doing your best to share the knowledge how to nurture that and keep it
absolutely
going.
You know, and it's funny, I got a couple of messages after that particular video of people saying, why are you telling all the secrets? Well, I'm telling it because it's what you need to do. Doesn't necessarily mean everyone has the time, the energy, or the willingness to do it.
Yeah.
So that's why I like to share it. It's out there. I think it's important for folks to know what it takes to grow big deer, for example, right?
And that's what makes this area and you in particular as popular as you are. So keep up the great work. But in that same kind of mindset of preparation, you mentioned the fishing isn't quite here yet, but you can take advantage of the next few weeks to get yourself ready for when it is.
Yeah, absolutely. For example, my boat is in the shop right now. I'm getting repowered. Then I've got new upholstery coming and some new canvas. All of my pen reels are currently getting cleaned up, repaired, oiled by Big Dog Rod Repair. So we're getting ready for fishing season because it'll be here before you know it.
Yeah, and for, you know, somebody who maybe is new at fishing or doesn't really know what it takes to kind of, you know, prepare the equipment, is there an easy way to try to figure that out or to get some guidance?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a number of YouTube videos that are available for folks, and we actually have one that we're going to be publishing probably in the next week or so, where we're doing that with Big Dog to see what he's doing behind the scenes and how he's prepping all the rods and reels. Because there are some things you can do on your own. You don't have to necessarily take it to a shop, but there's a lot of things you can do maintenance-wise during the fishing season to keep that repair cost to a minimum.
Beautiful. So make sure you're following along at Nanticoke Outfitters or at nanticokeoutfitters.com. And man, it looks like I have heard a rumor that we might get temperatures near 70. next week. Yeah, so if you are looking for an excuse to, you know, call in sick or something,
that's right.
You might want to do that.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I tell you what, next week, you've also got up in Jersey, up in Atlantic City, at the Atlantic City Convention Center, is the Atlantic City Boat Show. And it's supposed to be 70 degrees on Thursday. So what a great time to go boat shopping.
Honey, I think I might have an idea.
There you go. Well, Gary, as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.